USA Radio News.
Mike Tony Marusso reporting. Hurricane Ian now making landfall in South Carolina. Like Florida, authorities in South Carolina are urging those in Ian's path to obey directives and evacuate if necessary. FEMA's Ann Bink Friday afternoon warning residents in other states should prepare for the worst.
All the hazards that we've seen in Florida can impact those further up the coast.
Many people whose loved ones stayed behind in the pathway of Hurricane Ian are crowdsourcing rescue efforts as they grapple with the helplessness of waiting and not knowing. In TikTok videos and Facebook posts, families are sharing their desperate pleas and strangers are answering their calls, even as local officials urge people to use official channels for help. Hannah Fultz had assumed her grandparents, Janet and Larry, evacuated from their mobile home in Naples. But when the 35-year-old in Indiana heard from her mother, she learned they had not only stayed, but that the water flooded their home and was almost chest deep with the fridge floating. Her 75-year-old grandmother didn't know how to swim. We were all in like pure panic mode, sitting in Indiana crying, feeling helpless, Fultz said. She turned to a Facebook group of more than 400,000 people. Hashtag Hurricane Strong. There are rollbacks on the student loan program.
The Biden administration is scaling back eligibility for its student loan forgiveness plan. This comes the same day as six Republican-led states sue President Joe Biden in an effort to block his student loan forgiveness plan from taking effect. Borrowers whose federal student loans are guaranteed by the government but held by private lenders will now be excluded from receiving debt relief. Around 770,000 people will be affected by the change. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Power outages have increased and some coastal rivers rose in North Carolina as heavy rain and winds from Hurricane Ian crept into the state Friday from the storm's South Carolina landfall. Governor Roy Cooper says adjustments to the projected path of Ian could bring more trouble to central and eastern North Carolina than earlier thought. But he says the state's emergency equipment and services have been staged to maximize flexibility. He warns residents statewide to remain vigilant, given that up to 8 inches of rain could fall in some areas with high winds. During a ceremony in the Kremlin Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin formally annexed four occupied territories in Ukraine in the largest land grab in Europe since World War II, drawing near universal condemnation from international allies of Ukraine, including NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. During a press conference Friday, Stoltenberg reiterates why NATO will not accept this annexation announcement, saying it is too dangerous to withdraw any support for Ukrainian independence.
Because if we accepted that the annexation by Russia and the nuclear saber-rattling deterred us from supporting Ukraine, then we accept nuclear blackmailing.
And President Biden Friday gave his first on-camera reaction to the Russian land grab, saying that his actions are a sign that he is, quote, struggling, unquote. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.